Hello, your second travel wolf, Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at Confide. So Confide is a mobile app. Confide is a secure messaging application meant to race its tracks. Confide is becoming even more popular than ever because of its use in the government, specifically in the White House. And Confide, last tip for you, has 1,000,001 vulnerabilities. So if you are using Confide, you may want to look at the IO Active report and see what they found and see the type of holes that have been poked and determine if Confide is right for you. However, today I don't want to necessarily look at the specifics. I want to look at the ways Confide was broken because it illustrates how we should approach any sort of encrypted system. We say oftentimes that encryption is very rarely broken, right? The math is sound. And unless you got a lot of really fast computers or a lot of money and a lot of time, see also the Shattered attack that recently happened with SHA-1 and $100,000 of EC2 instances, it's unlikely that the encryption is going to be broken. What instead happens is people walk around and look for other ways in. So yes, Confide will erase the messages on your handheld. Fantastic. And prevent you from screenshotting. Awesome. And tell you will do end-to-end military-grade encryption. I don't know about you, but I never, ever, ever sleep easy when someone tells me it's military-grade. But not only will it do all that, when it's exchanging messages, however, it's not actually authenticating the other end, right? It's not using certificate pinning. It's not using some sort of mechanism to authenticate who you're talking to. And what that means is it's very easy for a red teamer who thinks things are easy. It's very easy for someone to set up a man in the middle. So instead of talking side to side with an SSL, you're in the middle and this guy talks SSL to the criminal and this guy talks SSL to the host. And both sides end up thinking that they're communicating because it's SSL, but in reality, not so much. They're communicating to the criminal and the criminal can sniff the traffic. So that's a big problem. Certificate pinning, right? End-to-end authentication, not only end-to-end encryption, very important. Second thing is whenever we talk about end-to-end, what do I say? It means you're going to move the attack to the end. So if it really was end-to-end encryption, you start looking at ways to attack the app. They were found several vulnerabilities within the app that allowed you to do that and get access to sensitive information within. The other side, the other end, is the APIs, where they found ways to bypass some of the encryption there and or some of the security controls there and execute injection flaws. Never hear of those, right? When's the last time we heard of a good injection flaw? It's been like a couple hours at least. Execute injection flaws to select full rows from the database and expose the user and expose metadata. So you may not have been able to get the content of the communication, but you could definitely get the fact that there's certain people having communications and how many messages were sent back and forth and so on. So in sum, when you're building a secure system, and you say end-to-end. One, do not say military-grade encryption because that does not impress anybody. Two, make sure the end-to-end is validating the end so you can't do man-in-the-middle. Three, know that end-to-end encryption means they're going to go to either end and attack there. Four, scan your mobile applications and your APIs, your ends, very frequently. Four, code-level vulnerabilities and fix those. And five, please put a WAF or something in front of your API so you can catch injection flaws because I'm so sick and tired of injection flaws. You can do this. One WAF right there. Okay, I'm fine. What do you think could be done to improve apps I can find? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.